Wednesday after Epiphany, evening prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ is here, Emmanuel, majesty so mild, wisdom dwells with grace and truth hidden in this child. Born of God's creative will, Christ is light from light, come to rescue Adam's sons waiting in the night. Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, heaven their glory sings, while the earth with mighty voice praise and worship brings. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? Psalm 26. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an enemy encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savour the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above the foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Psalm 26 continued. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from the enemy's greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is supreme over all creatures. A canticle from Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is supreme over all creatures. A reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. By his divine power, he has given us all the things that we need for life and for true devotion, bringing us to know God himself, who has called us by his own glory and goodness. In making these gifts, he has given us the guarantee of something very great and wonderful to come. Through them, you will be able to share the divine nature and to escape corruption in a world that is sunk in vice. Responsory: all the peoples will be blessed in him. All the peoples will be blessed in him. All nations will praise him. All the peoples will be blessed in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All the peoples will be blessed in him. When the Magi saw the star, they were filled with great joy. They entered the house and offered the Lord gold, frankincense, and myrrh. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the Magi saw the star, they were filled with great joy. They entered the house and offered the Lord gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Intercessions. Blessed be Christ the Lord, who came to be with us, to give light to those who live in darkness and the shadow of death. Christ, rising sun, shed your light on all. Christ our Lord, at your coming your body, the church, was born. May it ever grow on earth and build itself up in love. Christ, rising sun, shed your light on all. You hold heaven and earth in your hands. Let all races and nations proclaim you as their Lord. Christ, rising sun, shed your light on all. Through your incarnation, you became our eternal high priest. Renew in all your priests the grace of proclaiming your redemption. Christ, rising sun, shed your light on all. You were born of the Virgin. You were born of a virgin mother. Bless all religious women and make them the living. You were born of a virgin mother. Bless all religious women and make them the living sign of the church, which is your bride. Christ, rising sun, shed your light on all. By taking mortal flesh, you ended the power of death. Unite the departed with yourself in everlasting life. Christ, rising sun, shed your light on all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, may the radiance of your glory light up our hearts and bring us through the shadows of this world until we reach our homeland of everlasting light. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.